The regular meeting of the Rio del City Council, held on May 19th, began with a presentation by Richard Culp of the Rural Community Assistance Corporation, or RCAC, on a water rate analysis. The water fund has been running a large deficit for a considerable amount of time, and it is only getting worse as residents conserve water. The city had contracted with Bartle Wells to conduct a water rate analysis in June of 2014 as a first step to an anticipated significant increase in rates. However, according to an email written by former city manager Jim Stretch on June 24, 2014, the city asked Bartle Wells to hold off on doing any of the required public hearings about a rate increase until after the sales tax increase was approved by voters in November. The residents of Rio Del were already facing the sales tax increase, the Measure Z sales tax extension, and a 525% increase in their fire district assessment at that time. The city has not moved forward with the Bartle Wells analysis since that point, although the $25,000 approved by the council in 2014 remains dedicated to that task. RCAC is a nonprofit organization that uses grant funds to provide technical assistance to rural communities related to water and sewer infrastructure. Culp describes some of the assistance that RCAC will provide.
It sounded like you could use some help with looking at your rates for your water system. And we have a couple grant programs that could fund that, and that could pay for my time to help your staff go through the numbers and basically just do the math and see whether your rates are adequately covering your operational expenses and your debt service, and more importantly, your future capital improvements, which is usually the shortfall in most infrastructure throughout the country, has not put enough money aside for those future projects, which usually results in a need suddenly when something deteriorates and breaks.
If no changes are enacted, the city projects the water fund deficit to be $263,000 by the end of fiscal year 2015-2016. The council also received a presentation on the Active Transportation Program grant application that is being submitted in order to enhance the walking and biking routes in the city. The proposal includes bike lane improvements on Davis, Bellevue, and Wildwood, along with the redesign of the intersection at Eloah and Wildwood, as well as the Highway 101 off-ramp. City engineer Jesse Wilner describes the changes to the Highway 101 off-ramp at Wildwood and the surrounding area.
See the off-ramp into Wildwood at a more of a 90-degree angle rather than the long approach here where it's difficult to look back over your left shoulder and see oncoming traffic, and oftentimes folks are going through the stoplight and through the Bellevue intersection here, with now having more improvements for pedestrian and bicycles, you know, just trying to make that a safer intersection altogether. Adding bike lanes on both sides of Wildwood here, all the way underneath the undercrossing here to Wildwood, and then tying into the improvements as far as bike lanes on Bellevue. Providing crossing, safe crossing here, and shortening the crossing distance both here at the off-ramp and at Bellevue.
The proposed changes are still in an early stage of planning, and at this point, the city does not anticipate needing to take possession of any private property in order to enact the improvements. Video of the council meeting, which includes the presentations, is available at theriodeltime.com, along with the full council packet of documentation. The email from Stretch regarding the water rate analysis delay, as well as other documentation received in response to a public record request, is also available at theriodeltimes.com. There will be a special meeting held on Wednesday, May 27th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall to address the budget proposal. Even with the increased revenue from the Measure U sales tax, the city will continue to run a deficit in the general fund. The budget meeting will attempt to identify changes that are going to be needed in order to address the shortfall. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be held on Tuesday, June 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.